Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Midnight tonight. That's when the collective bargaining agreement between the National Football League and the Players Association expires, and the wrangling continues. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is just back in Boston this morning after participating in negotiations before a federal mediator in Virginia yesterday. Some say the two sides are so far apart, this fall's football season is at risk. To better understand what's behind the standoff and how it might impact the Patriots, we turn this morning to Mike Reese, who covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Good morning, Mike, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me.
Mike, as we understand it, the NFL and the Players Association are apparently oceans apart in their negotiations over a collective bargaining agreement. What's at issue? What are the main sticking points?
Sure. Well, as it often is, Bob, money would be the first sticking point. How do you split the revenues between the owners and the players? A couple of other sticking points are, should we play 16 games, which is what it currently is, or 18 games, which would help grow the revenue pie from an ownership perspective? Players, of course, saying if we're going to play more games, we want to be compensated more for that. And also a rookie wage scale, where some of these young players coming into the league, some of those high draft choices getting paid so much money, owners would like to see a little more control over that, maybe see that money reduced and have it go to some of the players already in the league.
Well, we understand that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is a central figure in these negotiations. How so?
Well, Robert Kraft is on one of the biggest committees that you can be on in the NFL, and it's the Executive Management Committee. So he was actually down at that big meeting yesterday and has been a part of this on those labor-based committees. So as the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft is playing a big role in these talks.
Is he considered a centrist figure, someone who might actually be sitting between the owners, of which, of course, he's one, and the players?
I think the biggest thing with Robert Kraft is that he's considered a bridge builder, someone who is not going to come in with necessarily a hard line. He's going to hear both sides out and say, let's try to meet in the middle here. So I think from a reputation standpoint in his time in the league, since buying the Patriots in 1994, Robert Kraft is looked at as more of a deal maker than a deal breaker.
But make no question about it, Kraft is also looking out for his own best interest as an owner and the interests of the other owners as well.
Well, I think that's an important point as well, because you look at this, the owners did opt out of this current agreement, and Robert Kraft was one of those owners to do that. So I do think that's important to bring up. The reason we're in this position is that owners decided the current agreement did not work well for them.
On the other side, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is the Pats' alternative representative to the union, and as we understand it, has been asked to take part in an antitrust lawsuit against the league, should there be one. Could these guys, Brady and Kraft, who seem very friendly on the field, find themselves at odds with each other big time? Could this get messy?
Potentially it could, Bob. I don't sense it would, and the reason being is that I think they look at each other as business partners in a lot of respects. And I know this can get complicated and lines can get blurred, but these are two parties that just worked out a very lucrative contract within the last calendar year. So I think there's the relationship between the Patriots owner and the Patriots quarterback. I think that is sound. I think now you're looking at a relationship between an owner and a player, and that's sort of a different dynamic here. So I think they can live and be okay in those two different worlds.
Bigger picture question, what happens if the two sides, the NFL owners and the NFL players, can't reach common ground? Do you think that there is a chance that next year's NFL season will be canceled, which is, of course, being talked about?
There's obviously a chance. I would be surprised personally if it came to this, and there's basically a few different roads this can head here. We could see an extension of this collective bargaining agreement just to give some more time to see if they can find more common ground. We could see the owners lock the players out. We could see the players decertify, and this could head into the courtrooms. So I think there's a few different ways this can go. It's too early to predict what might happen for the 2011 season, but if you were asking me for my hunch, I think they'll be playing football.
Mike Reese, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.